Defendants and lawyers face months of stressful delays as courts grapple with a mounting jury trial backlog caused by COVID-19. The Chief Justice was forced to suspend hearings in March as the country braced for the nationwide lockdown. Jury trials will resume at the end of this month, but lawyers say the 18-week hiatus has crushed an already broken system. Our court reporter Annika Smith filed the story.
It's an ordinary Tuesday morning at the Auckland District Court. Heavy machinery reverberates on Albert Street as lawyers and police officers go through the front doors. Up in courtroom 14, Judge Russell Collins is running the weekly jury trial callover, scheduling cases into the court calendar. First up, a man in prison awaiting trial on two aggravated robbery charges. His trial, which fell during the nationwide lockdown, is rescheduled for early next year. Another man, in prison for a year now, also has his trial put off to January. And in another case, a defendant declines an earlier trial date because his lawyer's diary is now full. On and on it goes. Defence lawyer Elizabeth Hall knows it all too well.
The delays were already reasonably crushing, many months if not years to get to trial, and almost invariably the COVID lockdown period has meant that it's at least a 6 month to 1 year further delay before your case will be heard.
Ms Hall, who also co-chairs the recently established Defence Lawyers Association, is now booked up until the end of next year. She says the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated an already bulging prison population, almost 40% of whom are remand prisoners.
It's still incredibly stressful waiting for your case to be heard. So to hear that their case is going to be, you know, at least months, if not another year or so away, you know, it's devastating for them.
The COVID-19 pandemic disrupted courts in a way not seen since world wars. Courthouses shut down except for priority proceedings, forcing an estimated 60,000 hearings to be adjourned or rescheduled. The Criminal Bar Association's president, Len Anderson, says lawyers are particularly concerned about those being held in custody who will go on to be acquitted.
They can serve sometimes the whole of their sentence, if not a good part of it, before the trial is determined. And of course, for somebody who's found not guilty, they've spent a long time in custody for an offence that hasn't been proved.
He says delays can also tempt people to consider pleading guilty.
If they face a choice of pleading guilty and being released immediately, particularly for those who face a sentence of less than 2 years, or waiting for trial and remaining in custody, it makes it very difficult for them not to plead guilty.
The Justice Minister, Andrew Little, says it's not good enough defendants and victims are waiting months, even years, for their court case to end.
Look, I worry a lot about the delay in some matters coming to court. We have a Bill of Rights requirement that, you know, justice is administered in a timely way, that people do get to be tried in an effective sort of way. And the longer it is delayed, then the more that Bill of Rights right is being compromised, and we cannot have that.
Mr Little says there's now a real drive to increase efficiency in courts. The Chief Justice, Dame Helen Wynne-Kelman, recently acknowledged major change must happen to ease the backlog.
It's of enormous concern because backlog is, we talk about backlog and we talk about case numbers, but these are people's lives. The justice system impacts on individuals, it impacts on families, impacts on communities, and every piece of delay in that system is something that we all should deeply regret.
The Chief District Court Judge, Hemi Tomonu, has formed a special committee to address court delays overall. Elizabeth Hall says the COVID-19 pandemic has shone a spotlight on systemic problems she hopes will be addressed in these forums. Mo te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Annika Smith aho.